inyan of the Meisik Safi. Okay, so there are three opinions as to what the source of this mitzvah of taking Meisir from your money is. One is that it is included in the mitzvah of Meisir Dogon or whatever. So it says Aser to Aser. So aside from the drasha of Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetis Aser, it's coming to tell me there's two kinds of Meisir. There's Meisir you take from produce, right, from agriculture produce, and there's Meisir you take from money produce, what your money produces, what money you produce, and therefore it's from the Torah. Okay, according to this opinion, some say that there's only a din of Meisir Ksofim in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you could have the mitzvah of Meisir Dogon, that's where we say you also have to have Meisir Ksofim. So if you learn it, that's from the Torah, and you learn it from this, what's it called, pasuk, then there's a svara to say that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, if you live in Chutz Lars, you don't have to take Meisir Ksofim, only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. That's one opinion. And it's, what?
You hold that
it could be that it's Meisir, then it's Rabbanim b'zman hazeh. Could be, or it could be that there's reasons why Meisir Tevuah is only to Rabbanim, but there's side reasons. Right? The main thing is in Eretz Yisrael, Shaykh, and by Meisir Ksofen, that doesn't apply, so it remains min haTorah. Could be. So that is what's it called? That is one opinion. Okay? Amongst those who hold this is Tosfos and Tainis and the Tashbats and the Sefer Hasidim. And that is what's called one opinion. The second opinion is the opinion of the Ma'aril, and Taz holds like that in the Beis Yosef and others, that it's only a din d'rabbanan. That could be we learn it from that pasuk, but it's not a total learning, it's just an asmachta. The Rabbanan instituted that you have to take Meisir Ksofim. It's a din d'rabbanan completely. Differences would be how much do you have to sacrifice to do this mitzvah. If it's only derabbanan, then there's certain parameters. Doraisa is more serious parameters. The third opinion is that it's only a minig. It's not a chiyuv at all. There's no chiyuv derabbanan to take Meisir Ksofim. There's no chiyuv min haTorah for sure, right? And it's only a minig. The Bach says like that. And l'maisa l'halacha, kimat all the poskim say that we're knowing l'halacha like the shita, which makes it possible to have certain kulas when it comes to taking Meisir Ksofim, since it's only a minig. Okay, now if it's a minig that you accepted, then it could be it becomes from the Torah again, because then it's like a neder, and the dorim are from the Torah. So if you've already accepted upon yourself or have done it without limiting the fact that you're doing it b'li nether, it could be then taking Meisir Ksofim is deraisa until you'll be shoel on the nether, until you'll absolve the nether. Also, it could be that if you come from a place where the minig in that place was that everybody took Meisir Ksofim, it was like accepted, you had to do it, right? The city had an ordinance that everybody had to give a tenth of their Meisir towards tzedakahs of the city. There are places like that. If you live there, you have to, there are takonas of the tzibur. You must give 10%. I think the Mormons have like that. But in any case, but there's Jewish places like that too. So then also, since it's a minig, and it's a minig hamakom, you're chayiv to continue that minig. You and your children and whatever, since you were part of that makom, unless you go and settle in another place permanently. However, if it's not minig hamakom, except your parents took off Meisir, right? That was their minig. You're not mechuyev to follow the minig of your parents. It's not chal on you. As long as you're in their house, you have to follow their minhagim. You're out of their house, the chumra that a parent is no way doesn't take effect on the child. However, there's a separate thing. So that wouldn't be chayiv al minig, but there's an inyan al titosh Torah simecha. Not stam to throw away, you know, your upbringing or whatever. So that's not a real chiyuv. It's just a proper thing to do. It's a lesser level. Okay, so in any case, la halacha, it's only a minig to take maisik sofim. It's not a chiyuv.
What does it mean, minog? And usually when you say minog, it means minog avos.
No. Minig means that it's what's it called, it's a minig tov, it's something good to do.
It's more like anhoga.
Right, that's what minig means. It's anhoga tova. It's anhoga tova. Right? And it's a good thing to adopt. It's a good thing to adopt. And again, if you're in a place where everybody adopts that, right, then it becomes minig amokum, you're chayiv to do it. Okay.
Our teacher's Torah Simecha applies to Hanhaga?
Yeah. That's Torah Simecha, that's Minhagi. Some hold that the opposite, that Maiser Ksofim is only a din where there's no Maiser Tvua. In other words, it's either or. If you have a Chiyuv to give Maiser from your agricultural produce, you're not chayiv to give maaser from your money. In a place where there's no maaser of agriculture, then there's maaser money. So it's only in chutz la'aretz. It's a shita like that too. So there's a shita that says that the chiyuv of maaser ksofim, if it exists, is only in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a shita that holds it's only in chutz la'aretz. But actually, we don't pass like any of that. We pass it's only a minig. And therefore, what I told people is the following. If they haven't yet adopted this minig, or they adopted it because they thought they had to do it, then it's a mistake. Then they can do what I will tell you next week. I don't want to rush in 2 seconds and tell you, because there's going to be a lot of questions on it. But to be mekabel it in a modified way. If you can afford it, other of you should give maaser, we'll see, you should even give a fifth, if you can afford it. But for people who can't afford it, but they would like anyway to give maaser ksofim, in some way, so there are some H's how to do it in a way that makes it easier to do, and your yotze, according to at least some opinions, that is giving meiser, even though it's a more lenient approach, but since it's only a minig, you can be mekabel the minig any way you want, if minimally at least if you're giving meiser, right? You can't say, well, I'll give 1% instead of 10%. That's not the minig, right? Yeah, I'm going to give 10%, but with certain stipulations that are leniencies, right, and that at least you yotze according to some sheet is the 10%, since it's a minig, you can be makabel like that. And next week we'll start with that. What are those possibilities? So anybody who's been taking advice or knows I didn't have to, right, can't do what I'm going to tell you next week. Unless you are shoel on your nether and say that if you had known this, you never would have, what's it called, agreed to take maaser because you can't afford it and it's oppressive or whatever, then could be mater nether. If you accepted it because you thought you had to do it, okay, then you can, next week we'll see what the possibilities are of doing it in a way that's easier to do.